Miranda.
And this is Amanda.
And we are
the Vagina Sleuth.
Right. Help myself. Next week, I will not do a whoop whoop.
No, I am. Every week.
Oh my gosh.
I can't say vagina soup without being like, woo woo, because it's exciting.
It is exciting.
Because I like vagina soup.
We like vaginas, I guess. We like everything the vagina stands for. Remember, ladies, the vagina gives us the upper hand. It's empowerment.
Yes. Embrace the vag. Embrace the power.
The vagina.
Because it's powerful.
It is powerful. You can get whatever you want with that thing.
Yeah, you can. I mean, I feel like it.
Okay, so we are sitting. We're moving on up. We are moving up. Second floor, parking lot, staring at a Bartell Drugs. We're thinking the sound on the second floor, because it's covered, might be better than the open floor. I don't know.
We don't know. We're just trying it out.
We're just, you know what? We're just basically, it's a Friday. It's fun day Friday, bitches.
Yeah, y'all. Last Friday, let's tell them what we did last Friday. Oh, no, wait. We already did. We talked about that. Yes. Sorry, that was last week.
Yeah, so.
It was fun.
Have we had anything exciting this week? How was your week?
My week. Oh, my gosh. My week was nutsos. Okay, first of all, everyone, I don't know if you are aware of this, but Thanksgiving's next week.
Yes.
Like, it's less than 6 days. And so, just last week of school. I mean, that sounds weird. It's not the last week of school, but my kids are out all next week. And then I've just been busy. Like,
I've been busy.
So should I share what I accomplished?
Is it interesting?
Well, I don't know.
I
got my real estate license.
We said that last week.
Oh my God, we did? Did I do it last week?
She's smoking crack, y'all.
I am. Okay, let's edit that out.
Well, it's totally okay, fine. Because guess what? This is the way we do this. This is real and raw. Okay. We don't even edit.
Like, so
it's dumb and boring. And honestly,
it's dumb and boring.
I am not a techie.
Did she just say what I did? No,
the editing part.
Oh, yeah.
I am a very smart woman. But when it comes to the software, it's hard enough for me to put music to it. So just be thankful there's something to it.
Yeah, whatever. So, okay. So just busy, I guess. Like, I'm trying to think of what did I
know.
Do.
I've got a cold. I got it. I'm sick. I'm a little sicky. So that's that.
Yeah.
I got it from my little germ rats. You know, they brought it home from school. So we're just trying to kick it before the holidays.
We haven't gotten sick yet, knock on wood.
Let me breathe
but
closely.
But Tula is definitely having a junky cough, but it's like she's not slowing her down. She's not, I don't know, so.
Why? Because you gave her happy coffee? Oh my God, you guys. This is my plug. I discovered something called happy coffee.
We should be sponsored by them before you.
You know what? No, maybe talking about it be the way to get
sponsored.
And you
have a friend that's a distributor.
She's a distributor. My friend Deb Green is a distributor for this coffee, which is also known as Happy Coffee. It's called Dose. So it has Dose stands for dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. So this coffee... You drink it once a day. You mix it with your coffee, your regular one cup. And I feel like, as you all know, I've been talking about how much I nap.
So how was your day today? You still feel
lots of
energetic?
Yesterday was my first day doing it, and I totally purged in my closet, like cleaned the garage. And then today, normally I'd be deep in REM sleep right now.
You sleep yesterday?
Last night. Oh, during the day?
Yeah, during
the day. No, I'm not in bed at all. I think that's a speed ball.
I haven't slept. Yeah, I'm like, I'm thinking Dose might stand for crack, too.
It might.
Or
it's
speed.
Okay. It's legal. Yes, I slept last night, but I got up this morning at 6 in the morning. I have my Dose, and I am going. Literally, I'm usually in serious deep REM sleep right now. So thank you, Deb Green. Thank you. This might be my new life game changer.
Well, I ordered mine after hearing your reviews yesterday because I was like, I need to have crack in my life.
Well, let's even top it off. My friend, in 3 weeks, lost 8 pounds by changing nothing but drinking the coffee. I will say it's an appetite suppressant. I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
I did eat. I made myself eat because I figured I probably should.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like definitely I'm not craving anything.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. I've got, you know, that Halloween libs I still need to work off.
I just, yeah, I weighed myself this morning, unfortunately, and...
That is, you shouldn't just get off the scale. I know, keeps you in check.
Yeah, it keeps you in check. Plus, because I was, like, down to, like, because I'm always trying to lose weight, and I was, like, down to, like, my lowest, and then I was, like, my face is looking really fat for some reason. Like, I don't know why, I just was, like, ugh, and I thought, I need to step on that scale just to see what's happening. And for sure, I gained 4 pounds.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh.
It's frustrating. It's a yo-yo.
But I like yo-yo.
Yo-yo. The scale.
Yo, you fat. Is that, kind of yo-yo?
Is that your kind of scale?
That's my scale. I get on, they're like, oh my God, get on.
Yo, girl, you fat girl.
Girl,
my scale just says, just get off of me. I can't breathe.
Mine's like... Ow.
Anyway, that's my plug for my happy coffee, which
I'm so excited. So, how long did it take for you to get it?
6 days or something.
Oh, Jesus.
Like that. Oh, Jesus.
Just in time for Thanksgiving.
So I'm hoping to lose a good 10 pounds by next week. I might need to double dose it. A double dose.
A double dose of dose?
A dose, yeah.
Yeah.
So. That's that. That was my exciting thing this week was having dose.
Having energy.
And tomorrow I'm doing a fun aerial yoga class that's it's like rock band.
Oh, fun.
So we're supposed to be all like dressed up like hair bands.
I want to come over for some of these. Well, like we need to plan. Yes, because then we could do this podcast.
And do the see a psychic. Yeah.
Yes.
Do we all sound crazy? Yeah.
We're going to do a podcast, do some aerial yoga, and then have our futures told to us. That sounds like an amazing day.
Do you people listening, do you see us having a future in podcasting? If you do, write a review.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh my gosh, we've gotten more reviews.
We have gotten more reviews, and we thank you very much for writing them. We really appreciate it. It just, like, makes my day to read the feedback that we've been getting.
Yeah.
And again, like, email us, you guys, and let us know what you want to hear about. There might be totally topics that we didn't even think of that you might want to hear us a little chit-chat about.
Yeah.
I mean, we're totally happy to do it over cocktails, but right now sitting in front of Bartels Drugs, ooh, they might have twisty wine, twisty bottle wine, but we got to drive home, so that's not going to work.
No.
Anyway, what is
next time we're in a like a spot where we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Okay. Last week, our intention was to podcast while drinking, and it just didn't happen. We drank, and then we went out.
Yeah.
Then, so you got hungover podcasting.
Yes, and it wasn't too bad.
No, we lived. All right, so what is our topic? What's that?
The soup of the day?
What's the soup of the day?
It is not tomato. It is... In-laws.
Oh.
The lovely or dreaded in-laws. So I don't know why. I was just like, you know, we're always thinking of topics and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think in-laws could be a good topic. Just because.
Heavy sigh.
Let me get started. No, I'm just going to start by saying I totally love my in-laws. So.
So do I.
And I love your in-laws.
Yes.
And.
Love them.
So it. It's not like a.
This is not going to be an in-law bashing.
No,
sesh.
But I do find that it is fun to sort of do some in-law bashing, like because there's definitely things that are different. So,
relationships have evolved.
Oh
right?
Yeah.
It's from like when you're first meeting them.
Yeah,
to
totally.
Just growing to. I'm sure they didn't like love on me right away. Well, maybe they.
Well, didn't. One of the first things I think about is. Just like when you meet someone and they're like that moment when you're like introducing to the parents.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that's sort of like a big step.
Huge.
How did you get introduced?
Well, my mother-in-law and sister-in-laws live back east. They are all originally from New York and now one lives in upstate New York and the other two live in Pennsylvania. But at the time they all lived in Pennsylvania. So we flew out to Pennsylvania for my sister-in-law's college graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time that I met everybody. And it was, I think we were engaged, actually.
Before
we were engaged actually before we'd even met. Oh, that's so sad. Anyway, so we got over there, and the one thing I noticed, now this, my husband is a New Yorker, and he's Italian. So what comes with that is loudness.
Yes.
Sitting at the dinner table, and everyone was talking over each other. Yeah. Just
it's like
everybody. And it's loud. It's not quiet and gentle. It's just loud. Because I suppose, it's just the nature of New Yorkers, I think.
And
passionate Italians.
That's how my family
totally is. They love hard.
Yes. Yeah.
So I just remember sitting at that table looking at Warren going, oh my God, like, this is a very loud family.
Yeah, you come from like this English mother, right? Yes. Who's just beautiful,
my little
proper,
gentle, yes.
Wouldn't hurt a fly.
No.
Like, so English, right? To then New Yorker,
yeah.
Italian, crazy family is like, that's a big shocker.
It's a big shocker. It just was loudness that I needed to get used to. I just wasn't used to it. But that was our first time meeting. And honestly, meeting and engagement and marriage and having children was a whirlwind.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
All that happened in a matter of
24 months.
Yeah, 2 years. Exactly, 2 years. So, and having his family back east, we didn't get to know each other very well, really, up until probably till I had
Christian.
Ella, our first one.
Yeah.
She came out. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just, it was an interesting.
So how did she, so this is what I find interesting as like a woman dating, I just remember dating people, like my first boyfriend ever, I feel like his mom hated me. Like he was a golden boy. I was definitely not up to her standards.
Right.
And now I think about that having two girls and I'm thinking like, can you like, I find mothers of boy children to be a little
annoying. That umbilical cord. Yes, the umbilical cord is always tugging. No, I think that because Warren left home when he was 18 and went to the military and, really his left home at 18 and never went back, they have a
definite,
a good, healthy relationship apart. And she loves me. She loved me from the moment she met
totally.
Me. Like, she didn't really like his last one, so.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good. He definitely married up. But yeah, Edna loves me. And shout out to you, Edna, if you're listening.
And we love Edna.
And we do. She's, she is
a character.
Character and a light in my life for sure-sies.
Yes.
How about you?
So it's so funny. I remember what I was wearing when I met Andrew's parents.
Wow,
isn't that weird?
That is a big deal.
So we met at like one of his, it might've been like a Christmas thing. I don't know. I can't, it was some holiday thing or it might've been someone's birthday, but we went to his brother and sister-in-law's house. So that's where I met everybody. So it was like, I met his parents, his two brothers and their families at the same time.
That's a lot to take in.
And so, I'm just like, it's like, oh, hey, whatever. I mean, you don't know, like, we had probably talked about getting married by then, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, well, no, probably not. But so, you're just sort of like, okay, meeting these people and,
trying to be on your best behavior.
Yes, trying to be like, oh, I hope they like me and all this stuff. And they didn't live close to us either. They weren't on the East Coast, but they
but that's right.
They were over, like,
away.
6 hours from us. So it wasn't like in your face a lot. And his family, they didn't do like a ton of stuff together. It wasn't like, they did, but Andrew also was sort of, he was a cop, he was single, he was just like doing his own thing. And as you know, cops and nurses don't have typical vacation schedules, right? So, or holiday schedules. So it wasn't like he could go over to their house for Thanksgiving, you know? And so they didn't do like a lot of stuff. Whereas my family, it's like, every freaking day, it seems like we're doing something. There's something happening, like whether it's someone's birthday or a holiday or Mother's Day or whatever, it's just like always, there's a wedding, there's this, whatever.
Well, it's because your family, you have such a big family.
Yeah.
I wish Andrew was here to give us his perspective on meeting
your
family.
Oh my gosh. Well, he, I'm sure, has some good stories. But, so it wasn't until I would say, maybe a bit before and closer to our wedding where we did kind of have a little, it wasn't like there was ever any, like fighting or anything. That never happened. But there was times I was definitely annoyed by his family. Like, what the fuck? Why did this happen? And you have that moment where you're realizing we were raised very different.
Right.
And his version of what a normal family is and my version of what a normal family is are like two totally different things. Like, totally different. I mean, aside from the fact that, you know, nonviolence was both of our experiences and, you know, that kind of the general stuff that we, that you want. But his family is quiet. They don't talk.
Yeah, they are quiet. They don't even really like spoken to them.
If they don't, they would never give you their opinion on something, right? Like if you didn't ask for it, even if you asked for it, they'd be very careful. It's just, they're very, just way more like probably respectful than my family, right? So I came from the family, like we ask everybody everything.
Right.
There's no topic off limits. It's like you, we're talking about with your in-laws, we are that loud, we're not Italian, but with the loud Norwegian family or whatever. Right. Like everyone talks over everyone. You, if you're like to be heard, and I'm the youngest of four, right? And so with the four of us and my parents, I mean, that was like the six was the smallest group we would ever have, right? Normally it was probably double that.
Right.
You have to yell to get over, to talk over people if you want your point to come across. And then also it's not considered rude when we talk over each other,
right?
Because it's called, it's like a conversation. That's just how I was raised, to have conversation. So as an adult, I found myself going, oh, people think it's rude when I cut them off, when really I'm not cutting them off. I'm still like in my brain, I'm hearing what your words are, and I'm just talking ahead. Like I'm just,
you know where it's going to go.
Yeah, I know where it's going to go. So
like,
I don't,
I got my,
yeah, like I don't feel like I'm
out your,
cutting
yeah.
you off. I feel like I'm excited about the conversation and I'm trying to join into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that still, we are 15 years into this relationship, Andrew and I, and that is still something that we struggle with. And that's totally because of the way we were raised. Totally. I mean, that his family just wouldn't do that. And it would drive me nuts sometimes, you know.
Where, like, have an opinion.
Yes. For people. Like, just say something. Tell us what time you want to do this. Like, you set a time. You, like, yeah. Anyway, so I found that difficult. There was definitely different moments when, like, a sister-in-law or, you know, someone would say something. And it's different than, like, your sibling, right? Because
right.
your sibling says something and you can be like, go fuck yourself, right? And your sister-in-law says something and you have to be like a smile and then you just complain to your husband and then, you know, hopefully you don't get in a fight about it later. And, you know, it's just this
You're
whole...
You're walking on eggshells being like, it's going to disrupt the whole family unit as a whole if you, you know, you're kind of being
well,
like, well,
in
my opinion.
Yeah, and we definitely had moments where, I mean, I remember him getting in an argument with his brother once because his brother kind of said something about me that wasn't actually true. It was something that his wife had sort of stirred up, which then we find all these things out later, after some a few things happened. But and so yeah, it was a struggle. Like, it was, we definitely butted heads at times, never like an outward like fight, but times where I would just be like, ugh, like I felt like it was, there was a lot of passive aggressive stuff happening. So fast forward a couple years, and I always try to be just nice, and, you know, I'm not saying I was amazing. I mean, I hope, but I feel like when Andrew's brother got sick and then passed away, unfortunately, one, I probably had a different perspective. Like, I think just getting older, right? So then I get more mature. Like, I was 28, now I'm 43. Yeah. So I'm just more mature. I understand. I'm a parent now, so I understand more things, like that maybe his mom or his dad, where they were coming from, because they were coming from being parents, right?
Parent.
Not from...
Because their children are always their babies.
Yes, and yes. Protective. And so when before you get married, you don't realize... Or before you have kids, you don't realize that,
right?
And you're just like, oh, come on. He's like, cut the cord, lady, right? But it's really because that is your baby. So so now I understand it more, and I feel like it wasn't because his brother died, but having just, we were together a lot more then, and it changed the entire family dynamic in a way to where we were probably in their lives more. And
it makes you really know, like, life is too short,
yes.
right?
And so that, then it was sort of like, oh. And again, we never like got in a fight. There was never like where I was like, I am not talking to your parents or they're, you know.
Imagine like no, having been that
but there's
way.
People that do that.
I know.
And what the really cool thing about my family is my parents will have Thanksgiving, let's say, and then they invite his parents over too, or they invite
other
in-laws' parents.
Yes.
So everyone can all be together
so
and it's
nice.
Really, yeah, it's yes. nice.
Now, does his parents feel awkward being with your family? Because you guys are so different.
No, but, no, they love it. They love my family because it's crazy and loud and they can sit back and have a smile. And then they're like, peace out. That 2 hours was good.
Like we're
and now we're going
now.
To our home where no one's going to talk to
yes.
us.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Where we can sit in silence.
I mean, they really like my mom and dad and, you know, I'm assuming.
Well, your family's amazing.
Yeah. They're fun.
I like the party family. Yeah. Your family, I could hang out with your mom and dad all day.
They're
just
fun.
So much fun.
So, yeah. So then I feel like getting married, the in-law situation is still morphs. To this day, like, you know, I remember this. So growing up, my mom would talk about, you know, my grandma, my dad's mom. And obviously they were really close. They lived like 2 miles from each other. My mom has some stories that are just hilarious. Like one time my grandparents came. And so my mom came from a family of 11 and my dad is a family of 3, much smaller, right? My mom's family, crazy. So she marries my dad and she kind of felt like maybe she wasn't good enough for my dad, according to my grandma. I think no one would have been good enough. Right. So it took my mom about 10 years to win her over. She said like to where,
oh my gosh,
because my grandma would do stuff like, my parents got married and my dad still, before they got married, he got drafted in Vietnam. So he was going to basic training and he had put his home address down and then him and my mom got married and then my mom moved back to Washington. And so the address obviously was my mom's address, but that hadn't gotten changed in his, you know, it wasn't like they had a computer. You could
just go
and change it. So
he actually had to write stuff like with handwriting
handwriting. And so he, gets these, you know, just your basic military photo. Right. And he's in Vietnam and the photos come to my grandma's and I think he had written my mom a letter saying, oh, the photos are coming or whatever. So she goes to my grandma and she's like, oh, hey, you know, Billy said that there was going to be these photos and can I get these photos? And she's like, well, no, they were sent to my address.
Uh-huh.
And my mom's like, that's funny. Can I have the photos? You know, no, they were sent to my address. And my mom's like, okay, we're going to have a problem. Like, this is not, those are mine. I will give you one.
Right.
I'm not saying you can't but this, I think they were even addressed to my mom or something.
Right.
They might have been to Billy Thorson.
And your parents were married?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And my grandma was like, no. And then just like they said when my mom had her first, my brother, who was a boy, and everyone in my family will tell you was my grandma's favorite grandchild. I don't even know if at the end of you know, however long, if she would even deny that it was true anymore, right? So she just loved this kid. No one could do wrong, right? So my mom said they would come visit, like, every night, right? Like, they'd have, you know, like, they'd have, like, this routine where they'd come by and see him. Well, he was sick one time. And my mom says my aunt or my grandma and grandpa knock on the door, and she opens the door, like, oh, come in. They're like, oh, we don't want to get sick, so we're just going to stay outside. Can you bring him over to the window? And my mom's like, no. And, like, shut the door. I was like, no.
Oh, my God, it's like a peep show.
Yeah, no, you don't need to see him, and I'm not... Like, really, you're an adult. You can come in. He's 12 months old. Why, like, don't lick him. You're not going to get sick. Just, like, so my mom definitely had, like, a strong personality, too. So I definitely think there was some headbutting. And then, but I remember her telling me as I got older and was in this relationship with Andrew and saying, like, oh, it doesn't seem like, you know, his mom likes me or whatever, you know, yes. little things here and there. And she'd always be like, it'll get better. It just takes time. Sometimes you just, like, you got to prove yourself to them that really you are. And I think that was the other thing. I think Laura was like, oh, you really are a good person. It's not just, you really are taking care of my son or taking care of my grandkids or taking care of us or what, like, you're interested in things and whatnot. So my mom said at different points, she goes, yeah, one time I had to tell your grandmother, like, listen, I'm the one having sex with this guy. So I'm the one he's going to listen to. right? Like, they don't, like, it's again, over. Again,
the power of the vagina.
Yeah, the power of the vagina. She's like, your, like, reign is done, lady. Like, get over it.
Your reign is done. Yeah. You may step aside.
I remember one time Laura saying to me, that's my mother-in-law, and she said, oh, well, Andrew would never do something like that if I told him, or something I remember like, yeah, and I was yeah. like, yeah, well, I have sex with him, so he does what I tell him to do. And she was just like, oh, okay. That was too
You're
much.
You're like, I'm pulling a Nada.
Yeah, I'm pulling Nada's trick.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, it's interesting, and I feel like now, as in my 40s, like, I don't want to even be in a competition with him. You know what I mean? I want to be like, you can have him back.
Totally.
Like, you can totally.
I mean, I'm telling you, there's some parenting things you can still do with this. You yes. can still mold this man, this yes. man-child,
yes.
into the perfect man. No, I think that we all struggle because we always want to know that our in-laws like us.
Yeah.
Mine, actually, I think, likes me more than she likes her own son.
Oh, yeah.
And she tells me, oh, well, if anything ever happened, I'd side with you.
My mom says that to all of the in-laws. But I don't think that Andrew's mom would. I think she'd be like, yeah, peace out, biatch.
No, I just, it's so funny. And then my family, what to think about my family in the sense of just, I think Warren's always, I mean, they're very mild-natured
yeah,
people.
Yeah, just easygoing.
I think sometimes they might think he's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because he has some kind of far out ideas and conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't always see eye to eye. And I think it's gotten to the point where they just don't engage with him because they're just like,
your mom doesn't make eye contact with him anymore.
I think she's thinking, like, he's fucking nuts. Right. Like, so my husband. You know, he'd love to sit down and have a conversation with anyone who wants to talk about the conspiracy of 9/11 or
aliens,
ancient civilizations. Do we really land on the moon? I mean, there's a lot of things. And I will say he has a lot of information that sometimes I question things as well.
Yeah.
But I think it's good to question things.
Yeah.
But I'm sure my parents are just like, your husband's batshit crazy. But he's a good provider, so you just stay with him. Because you got a nice vacation house we'd like to go to. So
yeah, they just keep the peace. And
it's funny because when Warren and I were dating, so a backstory of like when we used to date, or when I dated other people, I'd always bring home a different guy for Christmas.
Yeah.
Always. And I remember this one guy's dating probably not too long before Warren. I mean, you know, like serious boyfriend before Warren. Anyway, I remember taking him home for Christmas, and I don't think he ever grew up with a really nice holiday. Yeah. I always dated kind of the fixer-uppers.
Yeah.
Great guys, but just, you know, maybe didn't come from the best family.
Yeah.
Or just needed a little, I don't know, I think I was the fixer-upper. I just wanted to fix it and flip it. I fixed it and flipped it. Well, that's what I did, and that's kind of what my parents were saying. So this boyfriend is at our house for Christmas, and we always did stockings. And my parents made a stocking for this guy with his name on it and everything. He's like, this is so cool. I love this stocking. My stepdad says to him, well, enjoy it this year. You won't be here next year.
He's like, you can go ahead and take it with you.
Oh, my God. The names are all done on, like, Velcro. They just rip off the felt name. So they'd be like, who's coming next year? We just use Velcro. So on my wedding day, my stepdad gave Warren his very own stocking with his name sewn into it, being like, well, looks like you're the last one to get the stocking. But, oh, my God. And I think, you know, Warren enjoys going to my parents' house. He and my brother are like two peas in a pod. Yeah. I mean, I come from a small family, just my brother and myself. So I think it's been very easy for him. I think Warren loves the quiet.
Yeah.
Even though he's from New York City, he loves the quiet. He does not love city. So
yeah.
I think for him, just going up into the mountains where my parents live in Oregon, he's just totally found his peace.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, lots of things. Getting pregnant in pregnancies or getting married.
Yeah.
My marriage was pretty easy because we did a destination wedding, and it really was whoever wanted to come. So there was no planning. Yeah. I didn't have to have in-law input.
Yeah, so we did, you know, like...
You did an enormous wedding.
Well, yeah, and then the, like, they, you know, the guy's supposed to do the rehearsal dinner. So, like, organizing that. And plus, they weren't in the same city that we were having the wedding. It was, you know, that was kind of crazy. I remember asking one of my sister-in-laws to put the boutonnieres on all the guys. And then I looked around and we're doing our pictures and no one has them. And I was totally like, she did that on purpose. Like,
I remember that.
And what's funny is at the time Andrew was like, oh my God, no, she didn't. You're crazy. Right. Oh yeah. It turns out I'm quite certain she did. And because, a million other things have come up and, you know,
yeah,
since then, but it is funny that, I don't know.
And
even
thank
why
you for
I
not assigning me
that
to do boutonnieres because I don't want to put my finger near a lapel and a pin.
No. Dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Well, one thing I also noticed, and I think, so you have this like, okay, the dating, you get married and it's just the two of you, and then you add having kids in there. So then they are not just your in-laws, they are the grandparents to your children.
Yes.
Like that's whole other level.
Whole nother level.
Yeah, because it's like, then they are interested in like what you're doing and how you're disciplining
how you're
and
parenting.
Yeah. What's, you know, are you going to make them eat their vegetables? Are you going to, you know, and that kind of stuff. And so there's a whole like, you know, feeling, I knew what my parents expected. I didn't know what his parents expected. So kind of, you know, just navigating that whole part of like having the kids now. I mean, like I said, you fast forward and it's like, everything's comfortable and normal and I know where they're coming from and it's all good. But at the time, you know, I remember feeling like, oh my God, are they going to judge my parenting? Are they going to judge the way that I feed my kids or the way I discipline my kids? My mom told me that my grandma would cut out articles on child abuse and give them to her because she spanked us.
Yeah.
And I'm sure my grandma spanked. I mean,
who
was,
didn't spank
I know,
back
I mean,
then?
I'm like, And because it was her grandchildren, right?
I mean,
so she was
whips.
Yeah.
And stuff
she didn't
back then.
Want my mom spanking her golden boy, probably. And so,
and Eric Eric needed spanking,
he
and I'm sure
it.
He likes it.
Well, he'd probably like it from you.
Oh no,
not his mom. So yeah, and now, I mean, my, you know, I would say this about Andrew, he is very involved with my parents because of the fact that they watch our children when we work a lot.
Yes.
And so he does a lot of like picking up and hanging out. So one, it's just, I'm not there. And so, you know, he's with just my parents and he will have dinner with them. And, you know, so I think he really does like his in-laws.
Oh,
like
I think he loves them and should be very grateful. To
yeah.
Them.
And I think he has a great relationship with my parents. I mean, definitely there's times when, you know, he's probably like, Nada, zip it. You know, because she'll be like, oh, Andrew, can you do this? And can you do this? And what about this over here? And, you know, and then she'll be like, don't forget, I take care of your kids for free. So come over here. And he can't get mad, right? Yeah. I'll be like, oh, don't even because she takes care of our kids for free. So we do owe her, you know, but.
Don't you get totally defensive? Like if Warren ever says something about my parents.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Andrew and I would have fights because I'd be like, I don't think your parents like me. And he'd be like, they like you. And I'm like, well, your mom said this or your dad, you know, and we would fight because I'm sure he was, you know, defending them. And
of
I
course.
Was feeling like they didn't. And then he said stuff about my parents before where I'm like, oh, don't you dare even, you don't even get to say anything, you know?
That is
funny.
It is
But
weird.
That's how my brother was. He would torture me. And then if anyone else school said anything about me, he'd like beat him up. Right. And when I was at home, he could beat me
his
up. He could
on.
Say all whatever he wanted to say, all the mean things. But then some other person says it, and you're like, "Oh no, that's my sister you're talking about." You know. So,
I do. I mean, I feel for people who are in those marriages where the in-laws, where the women don't get along with.
Yeah.
It seems like more. It's not the men.
No.
It seems like the women don't get along with the in-law, the mother-in-law.
Well, there's the whole typical male with his mother-in-law, right? So Andrew with my mom and how he's not supposed to like her, but he loves her, right? So that, like, that is not an issue.
Right.
And then vice versa. I mean, obviously we don't have an issue, but I think that, you know, typical, it's funny, people kind of, you know, joke around about it and stuff. But yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people who don't have good relationships. And,
just watch Dr. Phil. Oh, no, God. I don't watch Dr. Geez. Okay.
No, we watch
we
it.
We watch it on our lunch break.
Because we don't get lunch till 3.
Because we rarely get to eat by 3. And it is
a shit show.
Excruciating to watch. Although it's like a train wreck. You can't take your eyes off, right? It's horrible.
Yeah.
But where these mother-in-laws are just torturing and tormenting their daughter-in-laws. And I mean, if they don't think that's going to like trickle down to the grandchildren.
No. And then what the parents have control over is the kids, right? So they're like, guess what? You don't get to see your grandkids now because you're a dick. So I'm so happy that we don't have that at all. I mean, so like now, I mean, I feel really close with his parents and like, you know, like I could call them for anything. And, you know, I feel like it's just more like we laugh about Andrew, whereas I think before she was more like defensive of him, but now she knows I do love him. Right. So she's like, okay, we can laugh about whatever. And so, there was definitely interesting moments, and it's not just in like parent in-laws, like my sister-in-laws. So obviously I have sister-in-laws from Andrew's brothers, right? Those sister-in-laws. But my siblings...
Your brother's wives.
Spouses. Mm-hmm. So both my brother's wives and my sister's husband, there was... And this was when I was younger, too. So, like, 19, let's say. We definitely had... Because you change... So there's 4 of us. We have a pecking order, right? So there is... And you're in this family, right? And there's just the way your family runs, right? And then you get someone else that's been married in. They come from a totally different family. And then they're doing their parenting and they're this and that and whatever. Yeah. And I just remember this one time, my brother and his wife, they had sold their condo and they had moved in with my parents like until they were buying a house, you know, for like a month or something. And they had my nephew who was like 10 months old and I was in nursing school and I was 19 and my parents were gone somewhere. And so it was just like me and then my brother and his little family. Right. So middle of the night, my nephew's crying. And as a 19-year-old, I'm like, ugh, so ridiculous that he's crying. Cause I'm like a baby nut. Right. So I go in and I'm like holding him and I'm just like so annoyed, like thinking my sister-in-law,
like who wouldn't come cuddle their own baby.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. Oh my God. She comes out and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, he's crying. What are you doing? And she's like, I'm trying to get him to sleep through the night is what I'm doing, you know? And I was just like, at 19, I mean...
You're like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. Now I would have punched myself in the face, right? If it was, like, fast forward...
If I could go back and punch myself in the face for all the dumb things I did.
And now I think, oh, my God. The fact... I mean, we got in a big heated fight. My brother was so mad at me. I mean, he was yelling at me. I mean, this is, like, middle of the night, too, by the way. And he was just, like, you know, obviously protective of his wife and child and whatnot. And I just remember thinking like she was so wrong and I was so right and just, ugh.
And probably that loss of, because it was your brother, your big brother.
Yeah.
That you're now not the number one.
No, and like, I could say anything to him, right? But then now when I say anything to him, his wife's like having an opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, fast forward 25 years or whatever it's been that I've known this woman and she's the first one to say shit about him, right? Yeah. Like, so... We have a totally great relationship. But at the time, I remember that. I remember thinking I was right. It didn't take me many years to think I was wrong after that. Like going, oh my God, as a 19-year-old, as a 19-year-old.
They might know a little bit more than
The woman that had the baby might know something. So it is funny how you mature and you, like, things happen. But I just remember, like, oh. And my mom was saying to me again, like, because she had 11 siblings, right? There was 11 of them. So she's like, our family went through this too. Like, you have this childhood, right? And then people start getting married and it really does change the family dynamics.
Yeah.
And you're adding, so now instead of the 4 of us coming from this one family, now we have 8 of us and there's now 5 different families.
And where are you spending the holidays? Are you doing Thanksgiving at his house or Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? I mean,
we've had people at work that have nightmare that I've talked to, like, oh, we have to go over here and this person's mad at us and they're not talking to us because we didn't do this. And they're taking their kids all over Kingdom Come, like on the holidays. And I'm like, I am so happy that I get to stay in one spot and just not have to like go all over traveling. And that's so in-law stuff can be very difficult.
Very.
And then it can be super great.
I mean, I will say I got really close to my mother-in-law when I was pregnant with my second child. I had to go on bed rest at 21 weeks. And so I was on bed rest for 3.5 months. And I had to do 3 of those months in the hospital. I would not have survived without my mother-in-law, who moved out here from Pennsylvania and lived with us for 4 months. I mean, to take care of my daughter, who at the time was 15 months, 16 months old. So it really, at first when I realized we'd have to do it, I really dreaded it, going, oh my gosh, I can't give up control of my household to somebody else. And, you know, Ella, I mean, she doesn't even know her.
It's almost like a stranger, too, because it's not like you would see, you could count the number of times you've met this lady.
Right. So it just was that huge adjustment. And then, of course, Ella's, you know, toddler. And so she grew very close to her to the point then Ella would stop listening to me and only would listen to Nana. But, you know, in the end, I mean, we always say we owe Christian's life to her because it wouldn't have been able to happen. And I'm sure I wouldn't have been able to carry Christian to term or close to term.
Well, and just having that peace of mind. I mean, I think that's a big part of it, too, of knowing, like, a grandma is taking care of this child.
I can be in the hospital and not worry about it while we're in Worthington.
Yeah.
So grateful. I mean, so grateful for that.
And I think that's another thing that endears you to your in-laws is their love for your children.
Yeah, I think it's great. I feel like their love for their my parents included, I swear they love them more than they ever love their own children.
Oh my God, totally.
Yes.
But that's why everyone's like, oh, being a grandparent's like this magical. I mean, my kids are 8 and 11, and I'm like, I cannot wait to be a grandchild. I will wait gladly because they are not allowed to have sex until they're 30. Like, I get that. But I will be excited. Like, I can't even wait. Like, I'm like, oh my God, that sounds so exciting.
I know, and I just don't want to be this old bad grandma. But I kind of, like, know that. I mean, Ella's only 14, and I tell her you can have a baby when you're 30.
Uh-huh.
And it's like 16 years. Jesus Christ. Am I going to be able to like even walk? I'll be hobbling. I'll be like, I'll help you breastfeed. Now, is that your breast? No, it's your kneecap. I'm so sorry.
Let's can't see.
No wonder the kid couldn't latch. I know. It's all those, and I constantly think about what kind of family is my daughter going to marry into?
Am I
going to like my daughter-in-law? Is someone going to ever be good enough? Be good enough for my son? Because I think his heart is amazing, and I don't want some stupid girl stomping on
me. Yeah, and so I get that as a parent, right? But then as a woman,
you're like,
God, he isn't really God's gift, okay?
I know.
I mean, I get that he is your gift from God, right?
He's my God's gift.
But
he is no Jason Momoa. No, I'm just joking.
Now, if Jason Momoa
now we're back to Aquaman
to be
again.
My in-law. He could be my in-law.
He'd be your in-law. Oh, my God.
He could get it. Yeah, he could get in.
okay, now we've just gone. We segued onto just creepy.
That's not creepy. That
if it was like Andrew's dad.
Oh my God! I was joking. The word "in," I was like, he could be my in.
She's pointing to the badge.
In-law.
Just so you know, I know you can't see, but
sorry. Yes.
Imagine
I was hand
double
gesture.
Hand gestures, kind of like like airplane traffic controllers.
She's down to the V.
And if you guys don't know who Jason Momoa is, I highly suggest
you just turn this off.
Yeah, and if you do not know, are you even living?
Hello?
Are you even
what
living?
What year is it? Did you just come out of a
Google
coma?
Momoa. And you might think we're crazy, but
oh my God, he is so hot.
He is.
Yeah, how did Lisa Bonet, wasn't she married to Lenny Kravitz?
She got Lenny Kravitz, who's hot.
He's hot. And Jason Momoa.
He,
oh my God,
they're beautiful men.
I know,
she
are.
Is one lucky girl.
She is. I mean, she's beautiful too.
She's all right.
Yeah, I don't love the dreads, but.
But you know, Jason Momoa has them as well. So, anyway, back
hot
to our
tamale.
Subject. Let's see what else. kind of think that's kind of beats that topic.
Is the horse dead yet?
Yeah. Now, next week, you guys, is Thanksgiving. I hope everybody has been thinking about what they're grateful for and thankful for. I'm grateful for my best friend right here that I get to sit next to in a parking lot.
I'm grateful for you, too.
And I'm grateful for my health once this cold goes away. And I'm grateful because I'm getting on a plane to Hawaii for Thanksgiving.
That's so nice.
Yes, it's going to be a
Someone's going to Thanksgiving for Hawaii.
I am. I made a reservation at the nice restaurant for Thanksgiving.
Someone's going to Hawaii for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no cooking. In fact, no turkey.
No,
I'm going to
like cleaning.
No.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Not going to do any of it. And in fact, I'm going to have someone come clean my house while I'm away.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll get that done. And how about you? Big family celebration?
Oh, yes. So Andrew's parents normally do, and this is like the first time I haven't had to work Thanksgiving in quite a while. So I've never actually gone to Andrew's parents for Thanksgiving. Like we never went over because we both would work.
Right.
And then last year I had to work and whatever. So we are going to his parents. They do it early, like at 12-ish. So we'll go to his parents with his brother, his mom and dad, his brother, wife, their kids. And then probably 4 to 5 we'll go to my parents.
Oh my gosh. How many people are your parents having?
Just my immediate family is 20 people.
Yeah, that's
the minimum.
So many. Yes.
But my niece is in college, like Apple Cup is that weekend.
Oh, right.
So she's not coming over. Because she'll be in Pullman. And then, you know, my nephew might go back to Pullman.
For the game.
It's
a big game.
Yeah.
Go Cougs.
And then, that'll be so interesting to see who wins. Mm-hmm. And then my sister's husband is actually going to be in England because that's where he's from. He's going. I'm like, wait, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving there.
No,
why is he going back there?
He is not allowed to have a trip.
No. So, but it's like, you know, like my nephew's on break for the week, right? So he's going to
go. Oh, is he living in London?
No, but my youngest nephew, the one that's in eighth grade,
yes.
So he's off for the week, so him and Jason are going.
Very nice.
And then, so it'll just be my sister and her other two kids, or three kids. And then us, so it'll be,
cool.
And then, you know, the extended, my mom invites, like, some of her siblings and, you know, any stragglers that don't have anywhere to go and that kind of thing.
I love it.
So, yeah, I'm super excited. It's crazy that it's almost like, seriously, next week is Thanksgiving. It doesn't feel real, but...
So we wish all of you a really,
very,
really, really happy
Thanksgiving. And I am so thankful for the chance to actually do this podcast because I actually love it. I love it. It gives me joy.
And if you love it, please subscribe, rate us, review
us,
like us, do lots of things.
Do stuff to us.
Jason.
Momoa.
If you could email us any ideas, you guys, email.
Ask us questions.
If you want us to talk about.
You have literally free wealth of information. Mm-hmm. You could be like, so what about this? And we will tell you.
And if we don't know about it, we'll surely find out.
Whatever it is, we'll have an opinion on it.
Yes. So, Instagram, Vagina Soup Podcast, please follow us. Facebook is Vagina Soup. Our email is amandabingham@vaginasoup.com or
amandaflow@vaginasoup.com. And, yeah, thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving. Be thankful for your in-laws.
Be thankful.
Because as much as sometimes you might have some issues, they really are great. Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for listening, and we will see you when someone over here gets back from
so we won't be recording, obviously, next week, because I will be sunning my buns.
Someone will be busy.
But the week after that, we are in.
What day do you get back?
The 25th? The night of the 25th, because I work the 25th. So. I know. Okay, guys. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. It's Fun Day Friday. Go do something to spoil yourself today. And take care.
All right.
Bye.